I got a direct hit from the tornado that came through in 2020.
Yeah, March 3rd, I think it is.
Yeah,
right before COVID. Yeah,
because I had no internet and no electricity when lockdown started, and
were you in this house? No,
I'm in this house because my other one got tore up.
Where were you?
I was right on the other side of Shelby Park, yeah. Right off of Riverside. So we took a direct hit. The neighborhood was just demolished. I mean, my neighbor's roof got literally picked up and taken away. We had a couple of big trees come down on the house. I think we had a gas line outside, thankfully, for the grill, like a direct gas line. And so I was able to, I'd go out in the yard there's literally trees down, you know, all around. Mm-hmm. And I would cook eggs and bacon on my cast iron skillet.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That I had put in my cooler. But, it was so strange. There were a bunch of people came from out of state to help with that. And they would just drive through, a bunch of people would drive through my neighborhood taking pictures and gawking. It was so dystopian. But that system, that was terrifying. It sounded like 1,000 trains mixed with maybe like 1,000 squealing pigs is what the tornado sounded like. And just boom, it came through, unfortunately killed a couple of people not far from my house. And, but this system that came through this past weekend was the same thing, where it was like, it's so powerful, made me feel so small.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a reminder, regardless of what you feel, or what even scientists at this moment in 2025 feel about global warming or about our impact on weather change, I just feel like it's the responsible right thing to do to be conservative to when it comes to your waste and the impact that you're having, like, on your earth, and it is our earth. It's, you know, we should be good stewards of it.